Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. I pray, O Lord, that you open our eyes, that we can see. We can see the wonderful thing that's written in your word. And open our ear that we can hear. And give us a heart of humility. And so that we can fear you and receive the blessing from you. I pray that you fill us with the spirit of revelation and wisdom and help us to obey your word and walk in your way so that indeed we will be truly blessed by you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How do we share the gospel to the non-believer?
我们怎样同一些未信的人来分享这个福音?
And there's some technique that we can learn from Paul.
我们从保罗身上会学到一些技巧.
As far as the, I put the non-believer on the left-hand side.
我们将未信的人放在左手边.
And the believer on the right-hand side.
信的人就放在右手边.
And if there's no common ground that we can talk about,
如果我们没有一些共同的东西可以讲的话,
then you can't start the conversation.
你就不可以怎样来到去开口了.
Then you cannot convince people to listen to you.
你就不可以游说到人来到相信.
Although you have a good news,
虽然你有这个好的福音,
and you still cannot share what you have with others.
你就不可以与其他的人来分享.
Let's learn from Paul.
我们从保罗身上来学习.
How do we do it? The non-believer have a mindset of certain things.
这些未信的人,他的脑子中已经有些东西定了.
In order to convince them,
你想游说他的话,
you have to tell them.
你就要告诉他们.
Begin with what they know and what they agree.
你就要跟他讲到他自己相信和他同意的东西.
And these are the common ground.
当中搭住那些就是大家有一些共同点.
And that's how we begin our conversation.
我们就要在那个共同点那里来开始我们的讲话.
The more you study the Bible,
你读多些圣经的话,
the more you realize what they are thinking.
你就知道这些未信的人在想什么.
Then you can find the common ground.
你就可以找到一个共同点,
to start the conversation.
开始来到讲话了.
And so that by agreeing with them,
你同意他们所想的,
at the same time not contradicting what the Bible says,
就又不会违背了圣经所讲的.
Then he start opening his ear.
你就开始开他的耳朵,
also his eye,
开他的眼睛,
and listen to what you have to say.
他就会开始去听你要 对他所讲的说话.
Let's take a look what's the common ground.
我们看看这里有什么共同点.
The common ground is in verse 23.
23节.
Let me read that to you. For as I walk around and look carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription: to an unknown God. Now, what you worship as something unknown, and I am going to proclaim to you.
保罗在23节他讲到, 我游行的时候, 观看你们所敬拜的, 遇见一座坛, 上面写着未识之神, 你们所不认识而敬拜的, 我现在告诉你们。
Unknown God.
一个 未识之神.
Because in Aden, there are so many idols.
这里有很多的偶像.
在雅典里有很多偶像, 是吧?
Aden.
He didn't start with the, argument. He start with the common ground.
佢冇一開始咧就嚟到同佢哋理論，佢就揾咗佢哋一個共同點。
He looked very carefully, and he found one thing.
佢好細心嚟到去周圍望，佢就揾到一樣嘢。
Because there are so many idols.
有好多嘅偶像。
In front of the idol, there's an altar.
喺呢個偶像之前咧，就有一個嘅祭壇。
And to worship that idol.
就嚟到去敬拜呢個嘅偶像。
And then he found out a special altar with an inscription, the unknown God, but no idol there.
仲有一個嘅祭壇呢，冇一個偶像喺上面，但係呢就寫住未識之神。
And Paul is very, very wise, you know? He's very wise.Okay.
保罗是一个很有智慧的人。
I don't know how many people appreciate his preaching.、Okay?
我不知道有多少人会欣赏保罗的传道。
And I think at least he has one audience, which is Dr. Luke.
我知道他起码有一个听众就是路加医生。
And I appreciate his way of preaching and help me to preach to their non-believers.
我都當然咧，好欣賞保羅嗰個嘅傳道嗰個嘅模式，而幫助我咧都係向一啲未信嘅人傳福音。
When you open your mouth to step people down, then you turn people off, and they won't listen to your good news.
如果你一開口咧就踩人哋，咁人哋咧就好反感啦，咁人哋咧就唔會再繼續聽你所講嘅嘢。
He start with that unknown God.
他一開始就話未識之神。
That means you agree. There's one God. You don't know who he is. And let me tell you who he is, right?
所以呢
that guy, oh man.
他就知道呢，他就一早就同意了這些人，他知道有一個未識之神，所以保羅就話呢，等我話俾你聽，這個神係邊個啦。
And this God, to you is unknown God, but to us,We know who he is.
你哋覺得佢係一個不知名嘅神，但係咧，我知道佢係邊個。等我嚟話俾你聽。
The answer is in verse 24.
二十四節。
All the way.
一路至到。
All the way to 31.
一路去到三十一節。
I know this God.
我認識呢個神。
In verse 24.
二十四節。
This God is the Creator.
这个是创造主。
And he make the world.
创造这个世界。
And he make everything in it.
同埋其中万物的日子。
And what is his name?
他的名字叫什么?
The Lord.
天地的主。
I want to stop here. You ask Muslim, what's the name of your God?
你问这些。
He knows the name of his God.
你問呢啲穆斯林嘅教嘅人，你嗰個神係叫咩名啊？佢哋就知道佢個神叫咩名。
But if I ask question, what's the name of your God? Frank, what's the name of your God? The Lord, okay?
如果我問一啲基督徒，你嘅神叫咩名啊？咁 Frank 弟兄，我哋嘅神叫咩名啊？就係主，天地嘅主。
And he is the one who make the world.
他就是创造这个世界宇宙的。
I want you to write beside he make the world.
你写低宇宙那里隔离。
You write down Hebrew chapter 11 verse 3.
你写低希伯来。
He make the world not with any visible material. He make the world with his word.
你写低希伯来书十一章三节，佢创造呢个世界唔系用一啲嘅呢啲物质嘅嘢，佢创造呢个世界系用佢自己嘅话语。
That is unknown to the non-believer.
呢个就系一啲嘅佢哋唔能够解释嘅知识。
But that is known.To the believer.
但是对于我们信徒来讲，这个我们是认识的事实。
God is the God of creation. creator, he created all things.
我哋呢个主就系创造宇宙万物嘅主，佢系创造其中所有万物嘅神。
He did not create with material. He created with his word.
佢创造所有嘅嘢唔系用呢啲嘅物质，而系用佢自己嘅话。
I want you to write beside me. God made the world. You write down Hebrews 11:3.
神创造呢个宇宙，你写低希伯来书11:3。
That's unknown to a lot of people, especially to the non-believer, and we need by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. God made the universe by God's word, not by what is visible.Not with material that you see, okay?
希伯来书11:3，佢呢度讲到我哋因着信就知道诸世界系藉着神嘅话造成，就系神佢个自己嘅命令而造成，唔系用一啲物质嘅嘢，而系用自己嘅话嚟到创造嘅。
And a lady, the Ford automobile manufacturer, he said he gonna make a truck using not metal, not using iron. He used aluminum to make. In other words, human beings make things with material that is visible. But God make things out of invisible stuff. That is his word.
好似 Ford 嗰个嘅车行，佢讲到咧，佢哋想做一个车，唔系用铁而做，而系用铝而去做。但系呢度牧师讲到，神要创造呢个宇宙，唔系用任何一啲物质嘅嘢，而系用佢自己嘅话而造成嘅。
And take a look at what Abraham believed about God。
我哋睇下亚伯拉罕点样因着信。
佢信呢个神系一个咩嘅神啊？咪点引着信？睇下亚伯拉罕信呢个神，呢个神系一个乜嘢嘅神 ？Right? Let's take a look at that. Romans 4:17.
罗马书4:17.
The God that Abraham believed is the God who gives life to the dead.Is the God who called things that are not as though they were. He called things, that means he made things, he created things, he created by calling it. He said, let there be light, and there was light.
罗马书4:17，亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
We need the word of God in order to understand this kind of wisdom that the non-believer doesn't have. You have to tell them.
我哋需要神嘅话语以至帮助我哋认识神。呢啲嘅话语就系呢啲未信嘅人所唔知道嘅。
The unknown begin with creator, because all the non-Christian they do not believe creator. You understand?You have to begin with that.
Okay?
That is what we know, and that's what you don't know.
呢个未识之神，首先你要同佢讲到呢个创造主，因为呢啲未信嘅人，佢哋冇提过创造主呢一样事情。
Because when you share the creator, then you're going to separate all other God. Because all other God are created being. They are not creator. They are man-made. Right?
你一讲到创造主嘅时候，就系呢个创造宇宙嘅神，因为其他嘅宗教佢冇讲到呢个嘅创造主。
Brother and sister, remember that when you share the gospel, start with the common ground and then begin with creator. All right?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要讲呢个嘅福音嘅时候，你就揾到一个共通点，就首先同佢讲到呢个创造主。
Number one, talk about creation, and He is the creator. God is the creator. Number two, what is His name? The Lord. That is His name.
第一，你就讲到呢个嘅创造，就提到我哋嘅主就系呢个创造主。第二就提到佢嘅名，佢嘅名就系呢个主创造主。
Before I come to know Jesus Christ, I worship idol.
当我认识主耶稣之前，我系敬拜偶像。
But if you ask me, do you believe in God? I say I believe in God. But when you tell me what's the name of your God, then the name of my God is different from your name. Then I know I'm worship idol, right?You got to find out the name of the Lord, okay? Remember the name of our Lord. That's Jesus Christ, the name of our Lord.
当你问到我信唔信神嘅时候，我话我信神。但系问到你，你个神嘅名字系乜嘢嘅时候，你就讲唔出啦。但系我哋知道我哋所信嘅神就系主耶稣基督。
Why? Because God, He is the Creator. He did not create all things. He did not make all things with material.Just like you make idol with gold, with silver, with wood, but God make things with His word. What's the name of His word? Jesus.
当你问到呢个嘅创造主嘅时候，我哋嘅创造主系唔系用呢啲物质嘅嘢嚟到创造宇宙？好似其他嘅偶像，佢哋用金银木石嚟到去创造，但系我哋嘅主。是创造的主。
Could you turn to Revelation chapter 19, verse 13?
启示录。
What's the name of Jesus? The Word of God is the name of Jesus.
启示录十九章十三节，主耶稣的名就是神的道。
The Word of God, God created everything with the Word, with His Word, with the Word of God. That means God created everything through Jesus Christ. Through His Word, that means through Jesus Christ.
是神的创造是藉着祂自己的道，而祂的道就是主耶稣基督，所以神藉着主耶稣基督来到创造。
Take a look at the Roman chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
11 verse 36.
三十六节。
For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. All things are from him, all things are through him, and all things are to him, and to him,be the glory forever. Amen.
罗马书十一章三十六节，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Everything that we see now, visible and invisible, are from Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, and go back to Jesus Christ.
我哋今日所见到嘅嘢，我哋见到嘅、见唔到嘅，所有嘅嘢都系本于耶稣，倚靠耶稣，归于耶稣。
Of course, not everyone understand that. If people don't understand what Paul trying to say, of course he won't believe. But if you understand what Paul trying to say, you will believe. Wow, this God is a great God.
当然啦。
If you are not a superstition, if you worship God.By logic, you say, wow, you know, the God that I worship is I make it. I make it out of silver, I make it out of gold, and then I decorate it, and He can't move, okay? But that God, that fellow, tell me He's a creator? He create everything? Wow, I don't know that, you know? This is new to me. Wow, I say, this is mighty, right? I like that, okay?
当然啦，当保罗嚟到同你讲嘅嘢，你自己唔明白，但系你用逻辑谂一谂下嘅时候，你就会可以相信，因为好似呢啲嘅偶像，你用啲金银石嚟到去同佢哋挑刻咗，而呢个神 这个的创造主是主耶稣基督，万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。你听到的时候，你能够明白，你就相信。
If you do not have a clear mind, if your mind is illogical, you won't believe in God.
如果你都不合逻辑的时候，你就不信神的了。
That's why Paul, he reasoned with them.
所以保罗他在当中来到跟他们理论。
He reasoned with them with the scripture.
他用圣经来到跟他们讲解。
As it is recorded in 17 verse 2.
就好像17章二节。
While Paul is in the Thessalonica synagogue, he reasoned with them from the scripture. He using God's word to reason with them. You're not using your own mind, your own thinking to reason with them. You're using God's word to reason with them. Because if you use God's word to reason with them, and if his name was written in the Lamb of Light,the book of life, then the Holy Spirit will move him to understand it, to understand God's word.
所以好似喺帖撒罗尼加会堂嗰度，保罗系用圣经同佢哋讲解陈明基督嘅事。如果佢哋嘅名字系记录喺生命册上边嘅时候，佢哋就能够明白有呢个亮光。
And then verse 17.Start circle the word, verse 2, reason, okay? And then in verse 17, wherever Paul goes, he reasoned with them, with the scripture.
所以在17节你就将辩论那里来到圈住，保罗无论去到哪里，他们都是跟他们来到去理论讲解。
Don't say anything else.
唔好讲其他嘅嘢。
Say the word of God, okay?
只系传讲神嘅话语。
Paul reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greek, as well as in the marketplace, day by day with those who happened to be there. He reasoned with them with the scripture, whether to the believer or to the non-believer, whether in the synagogue.Or in a marketplace. Brother and sister, if you want to share the good news, reason with them. You yourself got to have a clear mind. If you don't have a clear mind, you cannot reason with them. Okay? Not arguing with them. Reason with them. 讲理啊 okay?
保罗咧，佢就系喺会堂里边就同呢啲嘅犹太人或者虔诚嘅人，甚至去到市场嗰度，都系同呢啲人嚟到讲论，时刻都系用神嘅话语嚟到同佢哋讲论，嚟到去分析。
Don't you find out that a lot of brother and sister Christian, when they talk about worldly things, they have a lot of things to say, or when it comes to the scripture, they get nothing to say. We need to repent, right?We need to repent. That's why we don't lead people to Christ, okay?
所以弟兄姊妹，好多时我哋一开口讲呢啲世俗嘅事嘅时候咧，我哋话题好多，但系一讲到呢啲圣经嘅时候，我哋就冇嘢讲。所以弟兄姊妹要悔改。
Only the word of God can give life to people.
只有神嘅话语先至俾人有呢个嘅亮光。
Only the word of God.
只有神嘅话语。
Is life as it is recorded in John chapter 6 verse 63.
只有神的话语先至俾到人哋有亮光，好似喺约翰福音六章六十三节嚟到记载。
The world counts for nothing. You tell the worldly thing, you don't feed them. He won't come to know Christ. Jesus said, "The word that I spoke to you, they are life, they are spirit."
你只是跟他们讲世俗的事，你帮助不到他们，你救不到他们。主耶稣说，我跟你讲的事是给人家生命，给人家灵。
I want you to write right beside John 6:63.
你写低约翰福音六章六十三节。
The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The word I have spoken to you are spirit.And they are light.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。 我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The moment you speak the word of God, the Holy Spirit will move them.
你一开口讲神的话语的时候，圣灵就在当中来到动工。
You write down 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
If you don't speak the word of God,
你没有讲神的话，
the Holy Spirit will not work together with you.
神的灵就不能够同你一起动
工。The moment you preach the word of God,
你一开口讲神的话的时候，
the Holy Spirit will move the audience, will move the hearer, and help them to understand.
圣灵就感动那个聆听者，就帮助他们能够明白。
Without the Holy Spirit helping you,
没有圣灵来到帮你，
you won't understand God's word.
你就不明白神的话语。
That's why the Holy Spirit called the spirit of truth and spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of knowledge, spirit of counsel, and spirit of power.
所以圣灵就是这个的
智慧的灵、启示的灵、聪明的灵、能力的灵、谋略的灵、知识的灵。Because the Holy Spirit can give you knowledge. If you are foolish people, He can make you wise.
因为圣灵就是这个的智慧，如果你是愚拙的人，圣灵可以帮助你成为有智慧。
You say all other things, the Holy Spirit cannot move them.
你只是讲其他无谓的事，圣灵不可以在当中动工。
You also write right beside.
你写在旁边。
Gospel of John 6:63, you write 1 Corinthians 12:3, and you write down James 1:18, because the word of God can give birth to a non-Christian, and he become the children of God.
同埋你写低雅各书一章十八节，因为神嘅道可以使我哋重生，令我哋成为神嘅儿子们。
God chose to give us birth through the word of truth. You don't reason with people with the word of God, you're wasting your time.
你唔用神嘅话语同佢哋去理解嘅时候，你只系浪费你自己嘅时间。
And you're wasting his time too.
都系浪费佢嘅时间。
God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, and that we might be a kind of first fruit of all he created.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所做的万物中好像初熟的果子。
So Paul reasoned with the people who listened to him.
所以保罗在这里跟那些人愿意来到听他讲道的来到去辩论讲解。
I want to go back to verse 23, the unknown God.
23节未识之神。
He see the altar with the inscription called unknown God. That means they acknowledge that in their culture, in their thinking, in their mind, in their understanding, they acknowledge that there's God that we don't know, but we still worship.
在这里写住在一座坛那里上面刻了写住未识之神，所以对于这里的人这些雅典的人，他们是可以能够接受到这样东西，因为是他们的民族，是他们 的知识，所以能够接受的。
In Acts chapter 17 verse 16, the Bible says the city was full of idols. There's so many idols, and yet that's not enoughInstead, there's still one more. In other words, all these idols are not so powerful. Because if all the idols is good enough, why you need one more called unknown? In other words, when you get into the problem, you try to pray to this idol, it doesn't work. Oh, that's no good. Go another one. Well, I try all of them, it doesn't work. There's got to have someone that's, it work, right? That's unknown, right?In other words, what he's trying to say, this unknown God, that means powerless. Am I right?
所以在第十六節，保羅那裡已經講到在雅典的時候，他見到滿城都是偶像，即是他們已經有很多偶像了，為什麼還仍然有一個未識之神呢？即是可以很明顯他們知道這些神都不 work 了， 都沒有效了，當你有事向他祈禱的時候，這個又不得，那個又不得，所以呢或者越多神越好，所以呢在他們心目中呢還有一個神就是未識之神，所以換句話來說，這些所有的神呢都是無能的了。
香港有一个叫万佛寺，一万个，一万个都 doesn't work。I may as well believe in one that it works, right? What is his name? Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is his name.
在香港有一个庙咧，就系万嘅，即系有一万嘅佛喺里边，一万个佛都冇效用嘅，所以我哋咧就不如咧就信一个神，呢个神系边个咧？就系主耶稣基督。
We believe in our Lord Jesus Christ only one, and it works. We don't need to believe all others, right?
我哋只系相信一个神，主耶稣基督。对于我哋嚟讲，我哋求佢嘅时候就有效用，所以我哋唔需要其他嘅神。
If anyone has a clear mind, he will understand what Paul is trying to say.
如果有个人佢比较思想清楚明澈啲嘅咧，佢就知道保罗喺度讲乜嘢。
If you are foolish, you are stubborn, you are proud man, you won't understand what he's trying to say.
当你自己系愚拙愚昧嘅时候咧，你就唔知道保罗喺度讲乜嘢。
And he said, "This God not only created the world."He created the earth and the heaven. That's why his name called the Lord of heaven and earth. That means he is the Lord of all lords and he is God of all gods.
这个、
Am I right?
这个天地的主就是创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
He is not only the God of this place in this earth. He is the God of the faraway places. You believe in him. And it do you a lot of good.
这个神不单止是我们现今这个地方这个的地方 的神，他也都是远处的神，所以我们要相信这个主。
He said, don't ever minimize God. Build a temple. I don't care how big it is.I don't care how big is the temple, how beautiful it is, but it's still very small compared with the universe, right? So that's why Paul says, the God that we believe does not live in temple built by hands.
所以你无论为神建造一个殿宇的时候，无论几大仍然是很小，因为我们不想我们将我们所信的神来到缩小了。所以这里保罗说，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，他不需要我们用人手来到为他做这个殿宇。
And what do they believe? The non-believer believe? They believe that their idol live in the temple built by them.
这些未信的人他们相信什么？他们就是相信这些的偶像，他要住在人手所建造的庙里面。
A small temple.
只是很小的庙宇而已。
That's why you need so many idols, and none of them work. The God that I believe doesn't live in this small place. He's a big God! Right? Wow! Hey, you don't just read the scripture as if you read the newspaper.You just bow through it, you don't even understand what Paul trying to say. You stop it, you digest it, you understand, say, what, Lord, how am I going to share the gospel to the non-believer? And then God can open your mind. You understand?
所以他们有很多的神，很多的偶像都是建造在这些小的庙宇里面，但是我们所信的神是一个大神，他不需要我们放他在一个小 的圣所里面。所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要跟我们的朋友们来到去理解，我们很多时候读圣经好像水过鸭背那样，我们要停低下来慢慢去思想明白神的话。
And Paul reasoned with them with the scripture.I give you one illustration. If you go to a place, you say, wow, that house is 5,000 square feet. Wow, man, 5,000 square feet, of course. It's more expensive than 500 square feet, right? Your God live in 500 square feet. Our God live in the whole universe. Which God is bigger than? Is my God or your God? Of course, your God, right? Tell me about your God. Am I right? That's good. He's a smart guy. You know what? The reason why our relatives, our parents don't believe in Jesus Christ, because we are ignorant. We don't study the scripture. Okay? Right? We are stupid.
当然啦，你哋所信嘅神只系住喺一个细嘅庙宇里边，但系我哋今日所信嘅神系住喺呢个嘅宇宙，住喺呢个全世界里边。所以当你同人哋理解嘅时候，你话俾人哋听，人哋就话：哦，你个神住喺呢个宇宙万物里边嘅咩？咁你就可以有机会同佢哋解释。
You believe in idol, your idol live in temple built by your hand.I believe in God. God live in a temple, capital letter T, singular temple, built by himself.
你信嘅偶像系住喺呢啲嘅小庙宇里边，但系我哋今日所信嘅神，佢系住喺呢个嘅殿宇里边。呢个殿宇咧只系单数，呢个殿宇系佢自己用佢自己嘅手嚟到创造嘅。
And verse 25.
25节
Then he tells the difference, okay? Other than creator is different, other than name is different, and the temple are different, okay? Now, number one, creation, number two, name, number three, temple. Temple are different. Why? Your temple is built by your hand, human hand, and God's temple.Is built by God Himself. Okay.
第三样就写低呢个嘅庙宇，呢啲嘅偶像，佢哋嘅庙宇系用佢哋人手所做嘅，而我哋所信嘅神，佢自己呢个嘅庙宇系用佢自己手所做嘅。
And verse 25. And God is not served by human hand, as if He needed anything.Because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
第二十五节佢呢度讲，佢唔系用人手，唔需要我哋人手嚟到服侍佢，好像呢个神缺少咗咩？佢系自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
I remember my mother worship idol. He put the orange. He put the apple.You know, he put char siu or the barbecue pork and all that, you know. That this poor guy, you know, eat this, but put it there after an hour, then we can eat it anyway. He didn't even touch it. It's dead, okay? The God that we believe, we don't need to put this apple, we don't need to put this orange, we don't need to put this food in front of him. He's not lacking anything like this.Brother and sister, remember that. You come to God, you don't give him food to eat. Do you understand? But idol, you have to give food to eat because they're lacking something. Alright?
我记得我妈妈以前敬拜呢啲偶像嘅时候，佢摆一个橙、一个苹果或者叉烧，咁啊过咗一小时之后，我哋就又系攞翻嚟食。所以我哋真系敬拜呢啲偶像嘅时候，点解要俾佢哋食物呢？因为佢哋系唔能够帮助自己，佢哋好似缺乏乜嘢一样。但系我哋今日所服侍嘅神，我哋唔需要俾佢任何嘅嘢，因为佢已经拥有全部嘅嘢。
You come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't give him apple, you don't give him orange, you don't give him barbecue pork. You know what? You know what? You come to him, he give you life, he give you breath, he give you everything. He give to you, not you give to him. What kind of God is that? But this is a bigger God, right?
所以我哋嚟到去敬拜主耶稣，我哋唔需要俾佢呢个橙、苹果、叉烧。我哋嚟到主耶稣嗰度嘅时候，佢将呢个生命、气息 同埋万物嚟到赐俾我哋，我哋唔系俾嘢佢，而系从佢嗰度得着呢啲嘢。
Well, I know some people will start arguing. Then why would Christian has to offer money to God? Is Jesus Christ lack of money?
所以有好多基督徒佢又会讲啦，哦，如果咁样，点解又要我哋奉献啊？唔通主耶稣有欠缺咩？
Haggai, the prophet Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8.
Haggai 书二章八节。
The silver is mine, declared the Lord. The gold is mine also.
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The reason why you offer silver and gold, you offer something to God, is because you know that you receive from Him, you want to give Him a thanksgiving. Thank you for giving me that. In other words, hey, I don't need Joyce to support me financially. I don't need that. Okay? All I need is for her to obey me, listen to me.I give her everything. I'm not lacking anything. How much more, our Heavenly Father? You come to the Heavenly Father, the reason why you give Him silver and gold is to tell God that all these things you give it to me, I honor you with that. Not because you're lacking, but whereas for idol, they're lacking.And how would God use that silver and gold? God did not use that silver and gold to decorate himself. God used that silver and gold to help God's servant to keep on concentrating to preaching the word of God. You understand what I'm trying to say? You got to understand why you offer. Okay?
點解我哋要俾返耶和華銀？點解我哋要奉獻呢？就係我哋要献翻俾神，以当为一个感恩嚟到献翻俾神，因为知道我哋从神所得嚟每一样嘢，所以我哋将我哋嘅小部分嚟到奉献俾神。好似阿 Joyce 咁样，我唔需要佢俾钱我，因为我自己都冇任何嘅缺陷，我只系需要佢顺服喺我嘅话语上边。同样对神一样，我哋要嚟到去尊敬神、敬畏神。所以呢啲嘅金银只系奉献翻喺呢个嘅教会里边，用喺教会传道嘅事上边。
The Bible clearly stated that we love because He first loved us. Am I right? We offer because gold is Him, silver is Him, and yet He gave that to me.And make me wealthy. I say, thank you, Lord. I prove it to all other people. What I have belongs to Him. He want me to do it. I do it. As an obedience. As a thanksgiving. As an offering. To honor God and glorify God.
我们爱因为神先爱我们，所以我们今天摆上的金和银只是话俾神听，你今日令到我哋好富有，所以我哋要将一啲嘅嚟到献翻俾神，当为一个嘅感谢祭，当为一个嘅奉献。
Whoever offers thanksgiving sacrifices to the Lord God Almighty is the one who honors God。
边个将呢啲嘅嚟到献翻俾神嘅时候，就系将尊贵俾翻神。
And he who honors God。
边个嚟到去荣耀神嘅话
？God give you life，
神俾你生命
；God give you breath，
俾你气息
；And give you everything，
将其他万有都赐过俾你。
We give because He first gave us。
我哋俾神，因为神先俾过我哋。
Offer silver and gold is nothing。
俾神呢啲金银系。唔算得系乜嘢。
He didn't want that. You know what he want?
神唔需要要嗰啲嘢，你知道神需要乜嘢
？He want your body.
佢需要你嘅身体。
Roman chapter 12:1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一至二节。
He want you to offer your money to God. I'm sorry. He want you to offer your body to God.
佢希望你将身体嚟到献上。
And that means everything.
就系全部。
Why? He give his body to you.
佢将你嘅肉身俾你。
I want you to write it down.
你写低。
Before what Paul saying that chapter 12 verse 1 and 2, you write down. God himself offer his life to us, offer his body to die on the cross for us. And so that's why we offer back our body to our Lord Jesus Christ. He give us life, he give us breath, and he want us to offer our body back to him.
在罗马书十二章一至二节之前，神要我们将身体来到献上，但是在罗马书六章二十三节那里讲到，主耶稣将他自己的生命，将他自己的身体首先钉在十字架，就是为了我们。
And he give us eternal life.
他将这个永生来到赐给我们。
The gifts of God is eternal life.
神给我们 的礼物就是这个的永生。
He gives you eternal life.
他给我们永生。
Right beside Acts 17.
你写低使徒行传十七章。
What did God give us to us?
神给我们什么？
God himself give all men life. That life is eternal life.
他给我们生命，这个生命就是永生。
And I want you to write it down.
写低。
Acts 17. 25.
使徒行传十七章廿五节，你侧边写住。
25, right beside life.
写低生命侧边。
You write down Roman.
罗马书。
Chapter 6, verse 23.
六章二十三节。
That's the gifts of God.
这个就从神而来的礼物。
And that's eternal life.
就是这个永生。
And then also write down Roman
4:17.
He gives life to the dead.
写低四章十七节。
God is the God who gives life to the dead.
是给死人复活的。
We are dead.
我们是死的。
And we are dying too.
我们都是现在死的。
And he gives us life.
他给我们新的生命。
That life is eternal life.
这个生命就是永生。
Okay. Now that life is eternal life.
这个永生。
And then, what else did he give us to us? Breath?
气息。
If he take away our breath, we all die.
如果他拿走我们这个呼吸的时候，我们就死了。
I don't think the non-believer know that. If the non-believer know that, they won't worship idol. I want you to write it down, right beside breath, you write down Psalm 104. Psalm 104.Verse 29. When God hides his face from us, we are terrified. When God takes away our breath, we die and we turn to dust. We have to understand that. He holds our breath.
这里写着气息，我不相信，即是我相信很多不信的人，他都不明白这一点。在诗篇一百零四篇二十九节，佢嗰度讲到：你掩面，他们便惊惶；你收回他们的气，他们就死亡，归于尘土。神一攞走我哋嘅气嘅时候，我哋就死啦。
If he take away our breath，
佢攞走我哋呢个嘅气息嘅时候
，and we die and return to dust，
我哋就会死亡，归于尘土。
All things is from him。Through him and back to him. And to him be the glory.
万物都是从他而来，本于他，藉着他，
Our eternal light is from Him.
我哋嘅永生系从佢而嚟。
Our breath is from Him.
我哋嘅气息也是从他而嚟。
Do you remember when God created Adam first, and then breathed through his nostril and give him breath, and he become a living being? When God take away his breath, he returned to dust.
记唔记得呢个嘅亚当，神点样创造佢？神吹一口气嘅时候，佢就变咗活人。当神将佢嘅气息一攞走嘅时候，佢就归回尘土。
If you do not start with the creation, all other things is nonsense.
如果你传福音嘅时候冇讲到呢个创造嘅时候，其他讲嘅嘢都系无谓嘢啦。
Right? He hold the life that is eternal life. He hold the breath, and he hold everything, because everything is from him. He created that. I can give to you, and I give to the other people. I can take it away from you and give it to other people. Can he? Because he's the creator. He's the owner of everything, right?
所以神就系呢个创造宇宙万物嘅神。所以我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅气息、我哋万物都系从神嗰度而嚟。神可以俾你生命，可以拿走；可以俾其他人生命，亦都可以拿走。
When United States are so wealthy in those days before 2001, 9/11, you know what the United States people say in the newspaper? The whole world collapse in the housing. We USA will not collapse in our housing. The housing keep going up.
在2001年之前，911事情发生的时候，美国他就夸口，他说自己是一个的强国，他说所有那些的物业可以冧的，但是我们美国的楼价不会冧的。
And they say, all stock exchange will collapse, we don't collapse.
所有的股市都会冧，我们不会冧。
And these two collapse.
这样东西都是在我们眼前来到去冧晒。
Because when they are wealthy,
当他们有钱的时候
they serve themselves, they don't serve God.
他们只是服侍他自己，他没有去荣耀神。
And God take it away.
神就可以拿走。
And give it to the Chinese.
就给了这帮中国人。
And the Chinese can come here and listen to God's word and believe, to become a believer.
所以这些中国人可以来到加拿大听福音而到信主。
There's a reason why in China the housing is so good so that they can come out.
Do
you know that?
所以
this is God's planning.
所以现在中国的楼价升到砰砰声，为什么？所以他们可以有钱能够来到外国来到听福音，这个是神的计划。
Right beside everything.
写下在万有旁边，万物旁边。
He gave everything to all men.
他将所有的东西给人。
You write down Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Verse 32.
32节。
If he has given you the precious son of our Lord Jesus Christ, one and only one son, if he did not spare him, he gave it to you, how much more will he not give you everything?
神既不爱惜，将自己的儿子耶稣基督这里讲到，为我们众人舍了，岂不也将万物所有的东西和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？
In God's sight, His Son means everything to Him.
神的眼中，他自己的儿子就是他的一切。
Because He created everything through His Son, through the Word of God,
因为他
through Jesus Christ.
因为他藉着主耶稣创造万有。
If he give Jesus Christ life to you, so that you have eternal life, how much more we will not give you everything?
如果他已经将自己的儿子来到写了，以致我们能够有这个永生的时候，神岂不更将万物来到赐予给我们吗？
I want you to write beside 万物那里旁边， write beside all things. I want you to write down Psalm.6-8. Why would he give you everything? He give you everything so that you can rule over everything. Rule over everything. You can reign as king.
喺呢个嘅万物嗰度你写低，即系所有嘅嘢，万物嗰度你写低诗篇八篇六至八节，
就系
你派他管理你手所做的，
你手所就就是万有，就是万物。
所做的就是万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的都伏在他的脚下。
神所做的东西给我们，叫我们管理在我们脚下。 This is the God that we worship. This is the God that I believe. Not in a tiny temple made by hand, right?
这个就是我们所敬拜的神，我们所敬拜的主，并不是一个小小的偶像放在一个的祭里面，祭坛里面的。
Okay, now keep going. Verse 26. From one man, he made every nation of man.
从一个人做出万族的人。
A lot of people now, they believe not in creation, they believe in evolution, right?
有好多人佢唔信相信创造论，佢相信呢个进化论。
They are foolish.
佢哋系愚昧人。
The Bible say, from one man, God make every nation of man.
呢度系从一本，即系从一个人就做出万族的人。
What's the name of this one man?
这个一人的名字是什么？
His name called Adam.
他的名字就是亚当。
I'm testing your Bible knowledge, okay? What's the reason why he made one man? Can anyone tell me the answer?
我就想考一下你们圣经的知识，为什么神要做一人？你有没有答案给我呢？
Can anyone tell me the answer?
有没有答案？
Why would Paul say that?God created one man first.
呢度保罗点解讲到神做一个人
？And that one man
呢个人
is Adam.
就系亚当。
What's the reason?
理由系点解
？He reasoned it with the scripture.
佢系用圣经嚟到同我哋去解释嘅。
Right beside one man.
你写低喺呢个一本之间，即系一人侧边。
You write down Romans chapter 5 verse 14。
写低罗马书五章十四节。
Romans 5:14. This one man Adam is the pattern of what is to come。
呢个亚当就系为我哋做下跟住嚟嘅模式。
Could you read that chapter 5 verse 14?
在罗马书五章十四节我读。
将要来的预象。
将要来的预象。然而从亚当到摩西死就作了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
Right beside 预象 right beside the pattern, you write down 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
在这个预象旁边你写低哥林多前书15章45节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, Jesus Christ,is a life-giving spirit. Jesus is spirit.
在第十五章四十五节，经上也是这样记着说：首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当就是主耶稣成了叫人活的灵。
Right beside the spirit, you write down.2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
在这个灵的旁边你写低哥林多后书三章十七节。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the Spirit.
主耶稣就是这个灵。 主就是那灵。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the Spirit.
主就是那灵。
Adam is a living being.
亚当是一个活有灵的活人。
Why?
点解呢？
Because God breathed through his nostril and gave him the Holy Spirit.
所以神向佢嗰度噴咗一口气嘅时候，佢就
吹一口气，
佢就成咗有灵嘅活人。
And then the last Adam, Jesus Christ,
末后呢个亚当就系主耶稣基督
，is a life-giving spirit，
系人活嘅灵，
系咁样讲，系咁翻译咩？
叫人活的灵
，is a spirit that giving you life。It's a life-giving spirit. That means it's a Holy Spirit that gives you life. Without the Holy Spirit, you have no life. Jesus Christ gives you life. Adam do not give you life.
是一个圣灵可以叫人活的。主耶稣可以叫人活，亚当不可以叫人活。
Adam, the first Adam is a living being. The last Adam, Jesus Christ, is a life-giving spirit. Because the Lord Jesus is spirit.Is God. Only God can give us life. So that's why He give you life, give you breath, give you everything.
首先的亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当主耶稣成了叫人活的灵。主耶稣基督是灵，他可以给你这个生命、气息和万物。
He's a giver.
他是一个赐予者。
Why? Because He create everything.
因为他是创造主
through his word, through Jesus Christ,
是透过他自己的话，透过主耶稣
He gives you life,
他给你生命
That's eternal life,
永生
He gives you breath,
他给你气息
That's a living being, you have no breath, you are dead, right?
是一个活人，如果你没有唞气的时候，你就死了
And then he gives you everything,
他同埋将万物给你
Remember everything that you have in your houseBelongs to God.
记得你屋企里边所有嘅嘢系属于神嘅，神赐予俾你。
And he, you know what? When he see you face to face, he gonna judge you. What I have given it to you, and how you gonna manage it?
当你见到面对面见神嘅时候，神话我赐予俾你嘅嘢，你点样嚟到去管理啊
？He give you 5,000. He wanna see how you gonna do it. How you gonna manage it? He give you 2,000. He gonna see how you gonna manage it. He give you 1,000. He gonna see how you gonna manage it.Okay?
他给你5,000元，看看你怎样来到去管理，或者他给你2,000元、1,000元，看你怎样来到去管理。
At the end of our life, we're going to give an account to God.
当我们去到生命的尽头的时候，我们神就要跟我们算账。
Okay? What's the reason why? Paul talk about one man?
保罗讲到一人。
He talk about Adam.
他就讲到亚当。
Adam is the pattern.Of what is to come.
亚当就是要来的预象。
The first man.
第一个人。
Is Adam.
是亚当。
The last man.
最后来的人。
Is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣。
What's the reason why he has to create the one man? Why not create two?
为什么他要只是创造一人而不做两人呢？
Can anyone tell me?
誰個有答案?
That's good. Only she know. Where does it say?
在哪裡講啊?
Malachi.
馬拉基.
Chapter 2. The last book of Old Testament. Malachi clearly stated that it is not because God is powerless.That he can only have resources to make one man. He run out of material. He can't make another Eve. No, it's not because of that. Because he want you to have a godly offspring. Godly offspring.
呢度唔系讲到神因为冇能力，佢只系能够做一个人，唔可以再做多一个人。喺马拉基书第二章呢度俾我哋嘅答案就系神想你有敬虔嘅后裔。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
第二章十五节。
Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Why only one Adam? Because He was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with your wife of your youth.
第十五節呢度講到，雖然神有靈的餘力能做多人，他不是單做一人嗎？為何只做一人呢？乃是他願人得虔誠的後裔，所以當緊守你們的心，誰也不可詭詐待幼年所娶的妻。
Go back to Genesis.
翻翻創世記。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Genesis is the first book of Old Testament.
马拉基是旧约最后一本书，而创世记是旧约第一本书。
And they are both in chapter 2.
都是第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse, the latter part of verse 20. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. Verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's rib. It is not because God is lack of body parts. He need Adam's rib. No, because he want to have godly offspring from one man and close up the place with flesh. Verse 22. Then the Lord God make a woman from the rib, and he has taken out of the man, and he brought Eve to Adam. The man said, "This is now bones of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man." So God created Adam first, the first man. It is not through evolution. We are not from monkey. You humiliate your grandfather, your forefather, by saying that you are created through evolution. No, it's not from evolution. You understand? We are not from animal. We are from Adam. The one who say that we are from evolution, they oppose God. They are not opposing you. And they are stupid. Okay?
在这里创世纪二章二十节后尾那里，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取了他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说：这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称为他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。所以呢度系神创造咗亚当，所以我哋弟兄姊妹唔好讲话我哋系从进化而嚟。如果你咁样讲嘅时候，就系羞辱咗你自己嘅先祖。如果我哋系由呢啲嘅野兽而进化而嚟嘅。
Now let me tell you one thing. I found out that a lot more people from mainland China, they divorce their wife.Than from Hong Kong.
现在我觉得是从这
个。And I'm going to warn those who are from mainland China. You got to be very, very careful, okay?
很多的由中国内地来的同胞，他们现在那个的离婚率还高过我们的香港人。所以呢，弟兄姊妹，我现在要警戒你们，好小心，好小心。
I want you to listen very, very carefully. You got to make sure as a husband.You love your wife. As a husband, you got to be a leader in your household.
所以你哋做丈夫嘅要好小心，你哋做丈夫嘅要系你哋家里边嘅头嘅领袖。
As a leader, you got to know God's word.
你做领袖一定要明白神嘅话语。
God ordained you to be the leader.
神已经认定咗你系呢个领导人。
And God take a rib out of your body and created Eve so as to be your helper.And nowadays, I found out, you know what? 男人不像男人，像女人。
所以神
So many of them are like that, okay? They're not a leader. You know what happened? If you not dominate your family, if you don't control in your family, if your wife do not listen to you, You can have a lousy kid. You don't have godly offspring. You have lousy offspring. Lousy. Okay? Bad offspring. Okay? For those people who divorce, even worse. So as a man, you don't study the scripture, you are foolish. You're supposed to lead your family, and yet you don't lead. You let your wife to lead. I found out in China, most of them are like that. And now, Chinese from Hong Kong are getting like that too. Sik yun fan ah, these people. Okay? Jiang Jun. You got to be a leader. You know what? If you lead people, you got to know your stuff. I 30, 40 years ago, I worked in an engineering firm. That fellow, he told me that he graduated from MIT. And then one day he get back from the job site and tell me, John, you know, we got a job in Jasper. Yeah, that place used to be is a bank. The owner purchased the building. Now the owner want to convert that commercial building, a bank, into a restaurant. And then he say to me, here, that's your job. You do it. I say to him, don't you know the building code? A commercial building, the floor, okay, can only take 50 pounds per square foot. If it's a restaurant, you need 100 pounds per square foot. How can I do it? Don't you know the law? You know, these kind of people, who doesn't know the law, and he tried to be a leader, is a lousy leader. You understand? If you're the head of the department, you don't know your stuff, he tells you to do stuff, they make you angry. You understand? Man, you are the leader. Your wife is your helper. Don't you know that your wife is your helper, and you let your helper to call the shot? Moses, who called the shot, you tell me? You called the shot? Or Miriam called the shot? You tell me who called the shot. You just answer me the question. You called the shot, okay? Now you called the shot. Do you know the Bible? Or are you like the Pastor John boss, who doesn't know the stuff, doesn't know the building code, and say, here's the job. You see, I said, how can I do it? You know what I do? I said, Lord, do something for me. Do something. And next day, I come back. Well, on the way to work, I hear the news. That building burned down. Hallelujah! How can I strengthen the building? This is an old building. Only can carry 50 pounds per square foot. How can I change to 100 pounds per square foot? Hold on, and okay, so Ling Jiao, Halab Sabega. Jung Yi Wai Wang, or I Chai Ji, then Chai Ji called a shot. They Chai Ji called a shot. Nigga Jai will hold it. John, I Chai Chai Golo Potas in Fan. Lam Gem Chi Lam, Luga Japan Lam. Nigga Sai Gai. Gumbun Haya. Confusion, okay? 混亂的。
牧师这里讲到在创世纪刚讲到那里，神拿了亚当一个肋骨来到做这个女人，所以这个女人是成为亚当的帮手，只是一个帮忙者。所以牧师这里讲到他以前三四十年前他做工程师的时候，佢有一個老闆，個主管
喺 MIT 畢業啊，
喺 MIT 畢業嘅，咁
咧冇料嘅，
佢就接到一份工喺 Jasper 嗰度，由一個銀行
Manitoba， 哦 ，OK，Manitoba Institute of Technology，no Massachusetts Institute of Technology，Manitoba
係，
我 promise 係 Manitoba，OK，
係 Canada， 係、okay. 美國麻省呢個嘅高尚嘅學院畢業，佢就要由一個銀行轉咗去一個嘅酒樓，所以牧師就覺得當時佢做工程師呢個工作係好困難，因為佢唔知道呢個由一個銀行嗰個嘅起屋嗰個嘅 call 咧，只係話50磅一尺咧可以容量50磅。 但是如果要做酒樓的時候呢，每一尺嗰個嘅承受力呢是要去到100磅，所以呢這個 job 呢攞咗之後呢都是好難好難去做。所以牧師就覺得，如果你要做人哋主管，要做領袖的時候，好像我哋在家做丈夫的時候，要管妻子的時候，你一定要熟讀聖經，一定要明白聖經。如果唔係，人哋要跟你嘅時候咧，都係好難做。所以咧，我哋做丈夫，神已經定咗你哋要做呢個領袖，做呢個頭嘅時候，我哋啲弟兄們就要熟讀聖經。
我話所有做父親嘅喺屋企冇做領袖啊，你嘅仔女唔會聽你講嘅，你仔女都管唔到啊！你在公司里面怎样管你的员工啊？你是一个失败者来的。学管人啊，首先在自己家管。管好你自己的妻子，管好你自己的儿女，做一个好的管家。管好了啊，是不是 OK？ 我给一间公司，小公司你管。管得好啊，我给一间大公司你管。明白吗？你逃避责任不去管，你害死你自己仔女，你仔女会跟着你。OK， 点解呢间现在咁多咧？嗰啲儿女啊，唔系敬虔嘅儿女啊，一系两夫妇啊，唔同心。Genesis chapter 2， you know what did the Bible say？ I created one man Adam out of his body， I take a rib to create Eve。That means this woman Eve has to submit。To the man, because come from the man. Now listen to me carefully. We come from God, right? Who do we support? Who do we submit? We submit to God because we come from Him. Silver belongs to Him. Gold belongs to Him. If I offer gold, I offer silver. It's all from you. 我个女儿同我讲啊，爹哋，我买个birthday gift 俾我。This is my money. 你买咩 gift 俾我啊？You know, they come on, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? 你应该话，你俾我个零用钱，我省咗啲，我冇用晒，我多谢你，买个礼物俾你，明白？咁样就唔同啦 ，right？ 讲清楚啊 ，right？ 你嗰啲嘢系从我出嚟噶，意思即系话。我承认我啲嘢系从你出嚟，所以我俾翻你嚟尊重你，咁样唔得，咁样啊，我再多啲俾你，你俾一蚊，我俾$100你，然后话你 mean， 你 mean to me， you are in deep trouble， you mean to God， then don't you know everything come from Him， don't you know Moses， your life come from God， your breath come from Him， your every apartment that you own。Including the house that you own now belongs to him. Don't you know? Okay, that's good. That's good. God created one man because he wanted to have godly offspring. He did not want man to divorce his wife. When a man divorced his wife, you become two person and you won't have godly offspring. And I see all the divorced family, the children become gay, become lesbian, commit suicide, take drugs, okay? They don't have godly offspring. Brother and sister, remember that. God created one man first, because that's become a pattern. The third reason why he created one man, because one man sin, then all sin. But when Jesus do the righteous thing, die on the cross for us, then everyone will be righteous. Because he's the pattern to come. If Adam sinned, all sinned. If Jesus Christ justified, everyone will be justified. He is the representation. Not only the pattern, he's also the representation. You understand? If he's justified, we are all justified. If he's righteous, we are all righteous. You understand? So that we have all godly offspring. You say, no, I don't want to believe in Jesus. You are so foolish. You are so foolish. To say that, because you don't read the scripture, right? The pattern and the representation. Where does it say? In Romans chapter 5. Could you read that? Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Ada, could you read that?
Yep.
The representation, you write down.
罗马书第五章十八至十九节，如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的叛逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺服，众人也成为义了。
Don't you know that?If Obama, the President of the United States, want to declare war with the Iraq, then he has to send a soldier. He declare war, he's the leader, he's the representative of the United States, the citizen of all United States. If he say, I send a soldier, the soldier has to go there. Because he represent you when he declare war. And a lot of people say, oh, because Adam sins, then all sin, that's not fair. He speak too quickly, too rashly.If Adam sin, all sin, I know it's not fair because his representation. But because Jesus is an obedient child of God and all become righteous, is it fair? I like it. Am I right? That representation is very, very good. Paul talked about that. You know who write the book of Romans? Paul wrote that. He said, from that one man is good.Is a pattern to come. Adam come first, and then Jesus come the last. He's going to save us. Right? That's good stuff.
所以好像美国总统奥巴马这样，他一落命令，他就说要打这个战争，和伊朗来到去打这个战争。他一发了命令的时候，这些的军事就要出去来到打这个战争。好像当这个亚当犯罪得罪主神的时候，就所有的人都犯了罪。所以有些人他就说，这样不公平，他一人犯罪，我们个个人犯罪。但是这个亚当就是我们的代表，但是因着主耶稣基督，他一个人的时候，我们因着他自己的顺服的时候，我们都能够得着这个义，成为义。所以这个也都是一个不公平的事，但是主耶稣因着他顺服的时候，他就令我们众人成为义了。
主耶稣为我们死，你听我说公不公平啊？
公平。
是公平，你不是说不公平啊？主耶稣为我们死是公平。有没有人知道为什么主耶稣为我们死是公平？谁做我们的？他做我们的嘛。他做这架车，这架车坏了，那你去找谁整啊？拿回车厂整嘛。Does it make sense? God created everything through His Word. His Word means Jesus Christ. God created everything through Jesus Christ. And now, we fall apart, we are in deep trouble. Who's going to fix us? Who's going to repair us? Who's going to change us? Of course it has to be Jesus. He's the creator, right? It's very good.Go back to the manufacturer and let the manufacturer to fix it, right? And that's very good. And that's the poor argument with the scripture. I think it makes sense. He reasoned with me with the scripture. I say it makes sense. If I don't believe in the Bible, who should I believe? If I don't believe in God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who should I believe? He's the greatest God and He's a good God, right? He don't need me to give Him anything that He's lacking.He has everything. Silver is mine, gold is mine. Everything belongs to Him. He can be merciful to you. He can be merciful to you too. He gives everything to you. He gives you life. He gives you breath. He gives you everything. I know some people will say, I don't have that much. You may be the one who gets only 1,000.But do you know why you only get 1,000 in the Bible? Because God knows you're going to bury in the ground. You try to give back what the Lord gave it to you, and you have more. Where the Bible say? Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Because give back to the giver. He don't need that. He tests your heart. Okay? You remember the story? The Joyce don't like that. The grape story. Five grapes. left hand 5 grape, right hand 5 grape. I give him 10 grape. I say, Joyce, could you give me back 2 grape? He tried to squeeze the grape juice, you know, out of her hand, okay? I say, don't squeeze it because the carpet doesn't belong to me, okay? I'm not saying your house because I wasn't staying in your house at that time, okay? And then I say, Joy, you go back to your own room, enjoy the 10 grape. I have 2 pounds of grape in the refrigerator, but you don't touch it. I'm going to put a lock in there. On top of that, I have a lot of money. I can buy 1,000 pounds of grape and can suppress you. You know what she say? Say, Daddy, the Bible say, love each other, love one another. I say, if you love one another, how come you don't give back to me? I asked you to give back to me, you don't give back to me. He said, now, Daddy, let's share. Because you know I have a lot more. Do you understand? If you don't know that life, he gave it to me. If you don't know that breath, he gave it to me. If I don't know that everything he gave it to me, I can't give it to him. You understand? You know why the non-believer cannot give it to God? Because he thinks everything belongs to me. It's a hard-earned dollar I earned that. You understand? Not knowing that your breath, your ability, your talent, your strength, he gave it to you. And tell you one more thing. I want to give it to Brian. I want Brian to write that. He who found a wife, found what is good, and receive favor from the Lord. Wealth and riches are inherited from your parents. When they die, they can't bear it to the tomb. Mm-hmm. They have to give it to you or Dennis or your another sister. But you know what? A prudent wife is only from the Lord. You need to pray in order to get a prudent wife. If you don't get a prudent wife, it's going to be a decay in your bone. A prudent wife, a good wife, is from the Lord. I give it to you free of charge. I want you to write it down. Proverbs 18:22, mm-hmm. 19:14. Everything from the Lord. Everything from the Lord, including what? Including my spouse, is from the Lord. You know what? If you don't lean on God, you don't pray to God, you use your own means, you think, wow, this is the right one. Woo, this is beautiful. I want you to look at Genesis chapter 6. And I'm glad she's not here today. You look at Genesis chapter 6. You know why the wrath of God come down upon the human mankind? Because they look at the girl, this is beautiful, I like it. You like it, eh? God say, I take away my Holy Spirit from you. Then you'll be dead.
我特別俾兩節經文啊 ，Brian 係箴言書18:22。
I want Brian to read it to me. Read in English, okay?
用英文嚟到請阿 Brian 讀。
It's all out there. 18 first. 18:22. We don't know what is good. Only God knows what is good. You can find it, but you better to pray because. He who find a wife, find what is good. He receive favor from the Lord. I say, Lord, I want to be faithful in serving you. You give me a good wife. As for me, I want to follow Joshua. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And if your wife become a non-Christian, you say, no, you serve the Lord. I don't serve the Lord. You'll be in deep trouble, I tell you. And you don't have godly offspring. And I will cry over your shoulder too. Don't make me cry over your shoulder. You understand what I'm trying to say? Do you want Pastor John to pray for your future spouse? Okay, as if it's not so as if so reluctantly, eh? It sure. I want one more enthusiastic response.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You pray for yourself all the time. You don't look at it this way, right? Okay, that's good. And we have to say to God, as for me and my household, if I get a lousy wife,
I say go to here, and she say go to there. Gonna split the house, and split the family. You enjoy your wife right now, but when you get offspring, you'll be upset. You have decay in your bone, just like leukemia. Don't do that. Pray to God. Lord, I don't know what is good for me. You know. You know every man's heart. Give me the good one so that I receive favor from you. I know wealth and riches inherited from my parents, but a prudent wife, a good wife, is from you. I cry out to you. Be merciful to me. I want to have godly offspring. As for me and my wife and my children and children after them, we will serve the Lord. Is that the deal? If you pray like that, you're going to get it. You write that down, Joshua 24:15. Read here, Brian. But as for me, Joshua said, and my household, we will serve the Lord. But if your wife is a non-Christian, you serve the Lord, good for you. I don't serve the Lord. Saipan, do you remember that? Saipan 以前有一個女朋友，佢帶個女朋友同我睇，佢冇帶俾個父母啊，佢好尊重我啊，帶個女朋友見下我先。我同個女朋友講啊。 佢話我愛細芬啫，你介唔介意我講出嚟啊？佢話我愛細芬啫，佢可以去教會，我可以預備早餐翻嚟未俾佢食咯，即係我唔去教會啊，激死你啊！我話細芬，抌咗佢啦，嘥氣嘅，未娶佢佢都唔聽你啊，娶咗佢點聽你啊？Carl, same thing, Carl ask Pastor John。 But that girl, dump her. All she knows how to dance. Dance doesn't fit you. You need someone to do the cooking. Dance. I said, what do you like? I like dancing, you know? We want to have godly offspring. Why? The Bible says, I will bless you until 1,000 generations. To those who love me. But if you don't have a godly offspring, your wife is no good, your children is no good, you only get one generation blessing. That's no good. That's against the Lord's will. The Lord wants to bless you forever and ever. But you say, no, I don't need that. I need that girl. You'll be in deep trouble. Do you get that? That's good. Okay, I end here. Okay? And next week, I will continue that.
So next time, see a Pastor John bring a tissue paper.
Tissue?
Tissue paper, find out, is it need to dump or need to keep?
They got cows, smart girl, smart boy, yeah, could dump, they got a wife, godly wife. It's good. Could listen to her father. His father say, talk to Pastor John first.
Don't do anything, Kilem. Don't add food.
Okay, shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because you are a good God. Your idea is to bless us. We come to you to receive life, to receive breath, to receive everything. Everything including good spouse, including good children, including good inheritance, including good position. Lord, we want all these good things from you. He who find a wife find what is good and receive favor from you. Lord, we want to receive favor from you. That's exactly why Moses, when he prayed, in Psalm chapter 19, verse 17, may the beauty of the Lord, may the favor of the Lord rest upon us. If I want to receive favor from the Lord, if I get a lousy wife, I don't get favor. That is a decay in my bone. Lord, I pray that you help us to know your will, to understand your word, so that we know how to share the gospel to other people. We don't want them to fall into fall into difficulty. We want to warn them ahead of time so that they prepare. He who prepares his way, you will show your salvation to them, as it is recorded in Psalm 86, verse 17. I'm sorry, at Psalm 50, verse 23. Lord, I pray that you help us. Prepare our way. Do what we're supposed to do. Seek for you. Seek your favor. Seek your beauty. And may the beauty of the Lord rest upon us. The favor of the Lord rest upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hand. Yes, establish the work of our hand. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.